With us this morning, the boss of Salamanca Group. I mean, Martin, another, I mean, you're a big investor as founding this Salamanca Group, but also you're the boss of this company called Gravity, and which is the idea about having sort of smart campuses, as you call them, places where lots of companies can be at once, but, you know, doing it in a environmental, you know, economically social. I'm just sort of reading your blurb a little bit there about what you're trying to achieve there. When you see a company like Tesla, you know, going hell for leather, share prices at the minute anyway, and it's certainly the one electric car company that captures a lot of people's imaginations. How does that, what's going on with probably the most famous brand in that electric world, tie into, and what does it tell us about the kind of things you're trying to achieve at the minute?
Well, I think the, I mean, you can see why Elon Musk is going out to raise, you know, this 5 billion. Only a month ago, the target was 2 billion. But you know, you can see that Tesla's share price has absolutely soared. And you know, the truth of the matter is that Tesla doesn't need the cash today. But what it is doing is it's taking advantage of a super accelerated share price to raise more money so that it strengthens its coffers. And you know, clearly, you know, Elon Musk has got, as ever, hugely ambitious plans around expansion. You know, some of those plans are in the public domain. Some of them will be in his head. But it seems to me that you know, Tesla's really big play moving forward is going to be the further development of their battery manufacturing capability and the technology that sits around that. And it's something that I think, you know, in the UK, we should be really taking notice of, you know, as is fairly well publicized. You know, we are, I think it's fair to say, we're hugely behind the curve in terms of our own manufacturing capability in this country. We desperately need to be building gigafactories like Musk is around the world. We have no such facility in the UK at the moment.
And what do gigafactories do?
Well, I mean, gigafactories come, you know, obviously the phrase was really coined by Tesla. You know, they have gigafactory operations in Nevada. They're building one in Texas. As we all know, they're building one in Berlin. But really, these gigafactories are there to mass produce lithium ion batteries for their own electric vehicles. And in some instances, also to assemble the cars adjacent to where the batteries are being manufactured. And it's something that we absolutely desperately need in the UK. And our own site down in the southwest near Bridgewater, which is the 650-acre Gravity site, you know, we would desperately like to attract, you know, Tesla there. There's a rumor that, you know, Musk has already visited the site. But,
it's your site, Martin. Have you not had Elon round for a cup of tea?
Well, there was a rumor that he landed at Luton in his private jet and then took a helicopter and came and had a look at Gravity. But, the UK needs probably between 5 and 8 of these gigafactories over the next 10 years. If we've got any chance at all of being able to mass produce electric cars in this country to meet the demand that is clearly going to be there if we're going to wean ourselves off the combustion engine. And of course, you know, you mentioned earlier in your program about the share price of Apple and its market cap being larger than the entire market cap of the FTSE 100. I think this just shows that, you know, the government really has got to get behind initiatives and businesses, just like the American government got behind Tesla. I mean, you know, we shouldn't forget that, you know, whilst, you know, Tesla has been an enormous growth story, it's had incredible support from the US government. And, you know, I think that these companies that are titans in America, we've got to somehow find some way in this country of being able to support large business ideas, and, you know, create our own titans as well.
What kind? Just very briefly, because we've got to get some news and sport in a moment. What kind of support from the government are they getting to enable them to that? It's not just funding its losses.
No, it's not funding its losses, but, you know, if you look back through the history of Tesla, I mean, you know, clearly, you know, Musk, I think, originally put $70 million of his own money in, which was largely proceeds from the sale of PayPal. But, you know, they've received considerable government loans. Largely, those have been repaid. They've had a lot of support in terms of tax subsidies, et cetera. And there are initiatives in the UK that we need to get underway immediately. And I think the UK government is going to have to bite the bullet and is going to have to get behind some of these initiatives and ensure that, you know, we don't stay behind the curve. We try and get ahead of the curve. And I cite gigafactories as one particular example, because we cannot have a flourishing electric car manufacturing environment in the UK unless we're prepared to spend big and spend now to put some of these initiatives in place.